Grab those heat-resistant mugs because this steaming hot liquid is so full of juicy conjecture, it just might burn you up.
Conjunctivitis? Guess what?
RuPaul does drag at her house all the time in her on-site drag room?
No! It's our 200th episode of Hot Goss!
Oh, well, now that's something to celebrate.
Celebrate. We've got catch-ups, chit-chats, and many messages in our caves. We just might burst!
Who's ready for that hot gossica?
Gossica Wild, I love this drink.
Let's go. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Warm sands.
Welcome back for another steaming,
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some.
Hot goss.
This momentous moment.
This is
some people wait a lifetime. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. This is our, I can't even believe this, our 200th episode of Hot Goss.
That cannot be real. How many years have we been doing this? Like two?
Four.
No.
Because there's 52 weeks in a year, correct?
I mean, I'm going
off
of...
I'm not a scientist.
There's two things I can't do. Math.
I number the hot goss episodes, and last week was 199. Did I fact check? No, I didn't.
So 4 years?
We need an independent investigation.
Yeah, the Mueller report.
This is crazy.
Well, we did Race Chaser for a year before we started Hot Goss. We launched Race Chaser in 2018, and it's 2023.
Two of these.
All right. Well.
All right,
the
Mama.
The math is math.
Well done, Mama.
Well done, Mama.
Putting the math in Stacey Lane Matthews.
Damn. Oh my God, I would love for her to become a substitute math teacher.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
You're number one. Congratulations, you're number one.
I want to thank you, your job is done.
You know, I saw that picture you posted with the things protruding out of your back. I think they're doing the silicone wrong. I think they're putting it in the wrong places, honey.
Listen, I went to Kahana's guy.
Oh.
And they said you're going submuscular?
He swears he did Kahana Montrese.
He said something in Montrese.
I swear, Kahana, whatever her name is. Yeah, I did her. Come on in. I'll give you two for one.
Coconuts Montrese, you can put them in your mouth.
I'll give you a 2-for-1 special. Two cheeks for the price of one.
I need 2 Dell laptops and a pack of 8 Staples.
I'm in room 402 at the Motel 6. The lighting isn't great, but I'm very good. I can feel my way around. I know what I'm doing.
Can you bring some tarps?
If you stop by Home Depot, get me some Fix-A-Flat, get me some rubber cement.
And a pack of taquitos.
Because I'm hungry.
Takis. That's not part of the procedure.
This is not part of the procedure. I just like takis. So you were getting cupping.
Yeah, I was getting cupping.
Okay.
Yeah, I figure if they suck out parts of my back, my asshole might go back in.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm getting it for my back because I had disc replacement. And
what does it do? Does it relieve pain or is it like a toxin thing?
It lets people know when they fuck me that I live in LA. Because I have these weird marks on my back, like holistic
things.
Honey, they crop
holistic.
They say, are these crop circles? I'm like, I don't know, shoot.
Oh my God. It's the symbol from Yellow Jackets.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fucking scary. I was watching it today and I was like, Mom, I'm watching this show about a bunch of girls who crash landed in an airplane and are like eating each other. And she was like, I don't want to watch people eating each other. That's not a spoiler. That's in the synopsis, I think, of the show.
Don't they wear like buck bonky type of headdresses and like fur eye patches and things?
The doors Rhea has opened. You know that she's responsible.
Girl, I saw you buck bonking on the pink carpet.
Absolutely. Baphomet. Baphomet Gala.
How was Erie, Pennsylvania?
It was nice. It was a short little visit.
You're in New York now for Katy Perry?
I don't know where I'll be by the time this comes out, but I think I'll be in New York at that point. I'm going to Milwaukee and then I'm going to New York. And then I'm going to DC and then El Paso.
I'm sure your journey will be scented with Maison de la Croix candles.
Oh, absolutely, honey. Lola and I did a couple of shows. They were really fun. And she's having detox this coming weekend.
Gird your loins, Pittsburgh.
Yes. Gird your loins, divas.
And detox is already planning to miss her flight home. I can tell you that.
She's going to miss her flight there.
Was that a read? Oh, yeah. They hate each other, right?
Oh, wow. I don't know. You'll have to tune in. Maybe there was a documentary film crew filming backstage.
How girls get when there's cameras around.
When the sparks happen.
Speaking of cameras, you can watch all the backstage shenanigans from your pageant last year on OutTV.com, right?
I don't know if it's OutTV.com. It's an app. I don't know if they have a brick and mortar website, but yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I watched the preview for it. It's compelling.
Thanks.
Compelling.
And of course, I'm going to be in New York because we're doing Divatronic Presents Katy Perry Teenage Dream at $3 bill. So I will be wearing black hair. Alert. Alert everyone.
Okay.
Stop the presses. I'm going to be wearing dark hair.
Blunt bang. Blunt bang or absolutely. Jelly roll.
Oh, yeah. And I'm also going to be wearing like the blue hair.
Very cute. Love it.
Yeah, we're doing like all the we're going beyond Teenage Dream. We're calling it Teenage Dream because that's the basis. But we're doing all the Katy Perry hits.
You gonna do Roar her Super Bowl ponytail? That was a snatchback, baby. That ponytail was tight. Jeremy Scott Moschino.
She was snatchyanka, for sure. We're doing something with sharks. Cause didn't she do something with sharks in there?
Yeah, that was Super Bowl. Left shark, right shark, some shark.
Yeah.
One fish, two fish.
Baby shark to do to do to do.
To do tish. Yeah. Do you have any favorite Katy Perry songs that you're looking forward to performing?
I love The One That Got Away. I think that one's really good.
That is, yeah.
Can't wait to do that. And I love
Teenage Dream.
This is a part of me. I think that one's so good.
Okay, yeah.
That Military Propaganda.
Is it?
The music video, she like goes through boot camp and she's like saluting and it's all Americana flags.
She just wanted to be Demi Moore.
See, I'm the most unfamiliar with the artist for this show. I really don't know a lot about Katy Perry beyond the songs. And I still don't know the words, but we'll see. Come showtime.
Do you think she'll be there?
She was commenting on it online.
Well.
So I don't know. We're really trying to get one of the divas to come. And then I think all the divas will come. They'll be like, oh, well, Katy went? Oh, well, honey, I gotta go.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, so we've got it. I mean, she was commenting on the thing, which we've had Kim Petras like repost and stuff, but like Katy Perry was fucking in the comments section talking about stuff. So who knows?
She loves the girls.
She does.
She does. And Paper Mag loves the girls, too. Drag queen and creative director Ms. Lady Rodriguez invited dozens of New York's finest drag performers and production icons to craft a photo series for Paper that showcased New York City drag excellence in its scope and influence.
We've seen these photos of all the queens, all the drag icons, all the drag performers and artists sitting in a red theater, and Busted is right up front, honey.
I think I saw Sugar Cane too.
I'm going to take a front row seat. Sugar Cane looks great.
Honey.
Is she on hormones?
I don't know.
She looks soft.
Soft, honey.
Honey, the softening is upon us. I love this. I love New York City drag.
Just a little quinine around the eyes.
I love it. All the big names are there. And so check that out on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have a rainbow spotlight for you. This is a little something that we like to call Slimy Garnish by Flesh Tetris. Flesh Tetris. Ooh, that's provocative. Let's take a look.
Slimy Garnish. There's a slug in my food. Pass me the salt. Is the seasoning of the bitch? Watch it dribble. Watch it die. And it's a bear before my eyes. Bye bye slug. Slug bye bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
So many bitches are in this theater, huh? I just scrolled down.
Speaking of the theater, are you talking? Are you talking about
yeah,
the?
Yeah, did you want to talk about it?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Get your tickets for Death Drop this fall, not this summer.
It's not, you know, things happen.
Yeah, it's not happening until the fall right now. And that's good.
There's a lot of people involved and a lot of moving parts. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So come see Death Drop in the fall. I'll be in it.
Absolutely. And you can stop by RuPaul's house on the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a working house.
Not in New
York.
In Beverly Hills.
This is an industry town and it's got to work for, you know, entertaining and dining, dancing. We like to move the table out of the way. And
do we think she actually is ever in that mansion? No one lives there.
Girl. And when she says,
does not live
when
there.
She says, she goes up to that concrete slab with just metal and glass and says, it's really comfortable up here. This is a really peaceful, comfortable place. There's no furniture, RuPaul. None. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, girl. We'll play that clip.
She is an artist and her art is drag. And part of that's why the house is drag. It's like a cartoon of a Beverly Hills kind of Joan Crawford kind of Hollywood mansion. I don't buy that she gets in drag in her drag room.
Mm-mm.
Oh, at all. Maybe like Raven goes down there and picks out like the earrings that they're going to take in for the week or whatever. I really don't. In what world is RuPaul getting in drag and then sitting in traffic for an hour and a half to Sylmar?
Girl, to try to get out of Beverly Glen.
Film for
Beverly
12
Glen.
Hours.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
No, there's no way. She goes to the studio, gets in drag. I don't know why she would get in drag at home. What, for a brunch? Is she doing local gigs? She's not.
Cameos? IJS.
I don't know, but it is
RuPaul on Cameo. Please send in your voice notes that do your impersonation of RuPaul on Cameo. Hi, I saw you drowning out there, and I just want to let you know I'm sending you good thoughts.
Okay, bitch.
Speaking of drowning, it's time for our movie corner segment.
Movie corner. Honey, this is my movie corner. I don't know why you're on this corner. This is my corner.
In baby, the great tradition of Men of on what? Film.
Who's that?
From
Men
In Living
on
Color.
Films?
Oh, Men on Film. I get this film. And David Ellinger.
Yeah.
Oh, they were before their time. I loved it.
Rapid fire. These are all the hot new movies that are coming out. Have you seen The Little Mermaid? What do you think?
Yes, I have seen it. I loved it. Prince Eric got her own song.
Did it sink or swim?
Prince Eric sunk, but that's good because people want his pants to stick to his ass. It swam for me. Other than that, 10s out of 10s. Melissa was great. Everybody.
Did they CGI those eyebrows?
You could only see the brow cover when she was casting the spell and there was like gold side light. You
Aruga,
could see
Saruga.
Where it was. Wind from the Caspian Sea. Get away from her, Eric.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Triton was sexy. The merpeople were great. I loved it.
Was there that guy from the superhero movies with the little wings on his feet? Was he in the movie? They should do a crossover because he's an aqua person.
Oh.
I think he's kind of hot.
You should text somebody. I liked him too, though. Did you see the Barbie movie trailer? They played it before The Little Mermaid. It was great. It looks
very funny.
I've
seen the trailer.
The hair, the makeup, the outfits.
Yeah.
But it's also like poignant and stuff. Barbie's like, do you ever think about dying?
Yes. She breaks out of her pink plastic world and into the real world. I can't wait to see that movie. That's going to be a gay event. When is that out?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the sequel, Barbie's Addiction. Margot Robbie as WeHo drag legend Barbie's Addiction.
It doesn't come out till November.
No, November. That's wrong.
Then why are we all fucking posting memes about this Barbie? It sucks cocks.
Why
are we
doing that? Pam's gonna shut it off now.
What is going on?
You went
on?
Blue.
When?
July 21st.
Okay, July 21st. Okay.
July 21st is a good day. That's Johnny Wujek's birthday. Okay. Almodóvar has a gay Western coming out starring Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke. It's called Strange Way of Life.
Gay Western?
And, it looks very, what's Imitation of Life, like that era, like 1960s. And it's like broke back in the Westerns.
Honey, just spit on it in the tent.
Yes, you know.
That's how anal works.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Talk about misrepresentation of queer life on film.
Broke back mouth. Let's open this can of chili.
A belly full of beans. A little bit of spit and whoo, ouch.
Smooth sailing.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, that'll look good. Did you see this trailer? I don't know if this is real. It's called Home Movies.
Home Movie. No, what is it?
It's literally rapid fire. It's like hundreds of like A-list stars, but it's filmed like on very bad like VHS and made to look like home movies.
Mm-hmm. No.
Can you? Did I make this up? Is this fake? Is it a deep fake?
It's not in the movie corner.
What's it called?
Home movie?
Home
a home video?
Cast.
You lie.
Maybe it was fake, but I thought it was real.
You saw it on social media?
Yeah, I saw it on someone's story today. Maybe
ask Nick. Nick will know. She's a good faggot.
What keeps coming up is the movie Home.
I know. Me too. Fuck. Okay. Well, anyway, stay tuned for the next Movie Corner. This has been
Movie Corner. The power of Taylor Swift and drag. Taylor Swift stands in the Philippines. They're not sure if their favorite singer is going to make it to Asia for her Eras tour, so they threw their own version of the sought-after show. Swifties in Quezon City packed Alaya Mall's Trinoma to watch Taylor Sheesh, a local drag queen and Swift stan, perform a full set in the style of the singer's headline-making tour.
The doors Divatronic has opened.
Honey.
Truly.
Honey, this...
That's amazing.
This gives Wild Orchid a run for their mall money, honey.
But I want to know, did she enter in a black box that they made to look like it was just like full of mops and stuff? That's how they enter her for the tour, because they have to like wheel her on.
Oh, yeah.
And they try to make it look nondescript.
Mm.
This is so fierce.
It is fierce.
Go off, Philippines.
Whoever shot the Queen's Walk at DragCon obviously shot this. There's a good deal of shake.
Zooming in and out.
Skipping parts.
Well, that's the power of the Philippines, because, honey, they don't fuck around when it comes to drag. And they said, honey, Taylor Swift, you're not coming here? Well, honey, yes, you are.
Baby, don't worry about that. We've got this.
Absolutely.
These hips don't lie. That's Shakira. Never mind.
Well, why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Right,
we are back.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene is still in power. Which means we need to get into a little something political.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, hit it. Let's get political. Political. I want to get political. Let me see your poli sci.
I'm whispering because it's 11 o'clock at night and Lola's asleep.
Oh, she whispers in the Willems. So cops have stifled young graduates from dancing after receiving their diplomas. It's been all over social media because it's graduation season. Yeah, so many young folks have achieved something great by graduating high school or college or other educational programs, hair school. And the ceremonies to celebrate these achievements are happening in very weird ways. Full graduating classes are walking as a group rather than individual names being read. And some ceremonies are digital only and others are no longer even happening. And this is because... all these schools, a lot of them have rules against celebrating like it's the NFL and they're doing like an end zone dance. some people like to do a flip or a dance or a joyous movement or shout out somebody. And it's been circulating on social media because, you know, it's fun to like say hi to your families or your friends or your classmates or the followers while you're doing something you wanted to do.
Yeah, something momentous.
Yeah, and at some schools, the police have been brought in to ensure that there is no dancing. What is this? Like Footloose? Honestly, the videos that are circulating are primarily about Black students, of course, being told not to celebrate too. Mm. But also the cops that were disciplining the students that I saw in it were also Black. So I just want to say that too.
Everyone, so okay, graduation ceremonies are known for being long, but that's because everyone cheers for each student as they receive their diploma and then they walk across the stage and they celebrate. It takes a long time. Classes are big, but it's always going to be long no matter what. So why not let her have her moment? You're only going to graduate once.
I didn't even go to mine.
Was there dancing and celebration at your nephew's?
No, because it was in the rain in Florida and they had to like hold it for lightning. And then they all walked out and like my mom drove up to the track where they were walking and we just like held up a sign and then we left and went to eat. Like we were like, fuck this. I'm not getting wet.
I think it's a foolish game to tell high school students this is not allowed because you're literally just going to make them want to do it more.
Honestly.
You just have done fucked yourself with
this. What are you
going to
do?
Honey.
Suspend them?
Right.
You can't suspend them. Can you arrest them?
For revelry?
Can you brutalize them? I mean,
I don't know. Who wants cops at a graduation?
Girl, let her have her tans. If she wants to fucking do the flossing dance for her fucking followers on fucking Instagram, let her. You can't stop the beat.
Mm-mm. Ever since this first world began.
Yeah. Well, we have a little segment that we like to call
Tweets.
This one comes from Courtney Conkers, and this is, of course, this was a response to the Ursula makeup artist. Peter Smith King was responding to criticisms after a long wait. He finally responded, and people were saying, oh, you should have hired a queer artist. Why didn't you? And his response was, I find that very offensive. Why can't I do as good a job as a queer makeup artist? And then Courtney Conkers tweeted, I think that's the question we're all asking, babe. Why can't you, honey?
Well, you know, when they say babe, they don't mean babe. I am...
Poor Melissa. She's out here defending drag with every breath that she takes. Every word that she says is defending our cause. And she's embroiled in a scandal about... busted ass eyebrows.
Here's the thing. The eyebrows aren't busted. They're just in the wrong spot. And also...
that guy, his response was all wrong. He should have said, yeah, sorry. I fucked up. Like, that's all you can say.
It's like, I really didn't take inspiration from Divine or anything. I just played with shapes and different colors and it was all me. It's like, well, you fucked it up, sir.
You should have taken fucking... like,
all the inspiration, because that's what the animators did.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is what they posted on the internet for the tutorial of it. They didn't even bother to glue the wig. The brows are so uneven. The lip is thin and villainous, and it should be more...
She's a villain.
I know, but, you know, the performance was so good. When she was turning over, she's like, do I help them? Yes, I do. She was so funny and so great. And the makeup was only distracting if you were looking for perfection. But like, you can only see it once in the movie, the brow cover, maybe twice. And the lash, it should have had a liner on it, but like it didn't. And they did what they did. It's fine. Guess what? The seagull wasn't really talking either. It's a movie. Nobody gives a fuck that much. But like, honestly, it would have been great if a queer person like... you know, maybe there's a queer makeup artist out there that might have an Emmy. I don't know. Layla, Six, Raven, who knows how to do something more elevated. And you know what? I bet Melissa's going to get an amazing second try at this because there's lots of people that want to paint her now.
Yeah, bitch. That would be fierce.
Yeah.
Honey.
I think that this guy needs to realize that sometimes with queerness comes a certain level of taste, and he does not have it if he let these eyebrows go out. You know, and I was thinking I would
His
give it
response a... was so good. Yes, go on.
Sorry. I was thinking that maybe they made the eyebrows different to give it like a cartoon arch thing, but there's no rhyme or reason to it.
No, it's not that.
Why couldn't they glue the lace? And this contour is like, make a decision.
Yeah, it's perplexing. And his response couldn't have been more off base for Pride Month, honey. It was just all wrong. No, I didn't take any inspiration from anyone. I didn't take inspiration from Divine or drag or anything.
We can tell.
Girl. Then you didn't do your fucking research because the fucking original Ursula from the cartoon was based on Divine. Anyway, we all know this. Here's another tweet, toots.
Mm. This one from James Summerton. Conservatives say, haha, we own them. Straight allies say, this is so offensive. Stop attacking queer people. Actual queer people say, can I get this on a shirt?
And it is a graphic that says Pride Month. And then the colors slowly fade in just to highlight the middle letters of Pride Month, which spell out demon.
We're going to put this on our Instagram. It's very funny. You have to see it to know what we're talking about.
And this image obviously came from conservative folks trying to identify queer people as demons. The joke being, can I borrow that top?
Padam, padam.
Padam.
What are you doing for Pride this year?
Being a demon twink.
Oh, okay. Eyes glowing like a raccoon in the trash in the moonlight.
I think I'm too old to be a twink, but I will be a demon.
No, you're not. If Courtney can be a twink, you can.
Anyway, why don't we take a break? Let's go be semen demons together.
Semen demon! I am the oral sex demon.
All right.
All right. We are back spelunking inside this cave. Got great Wi-Fi.
Can we do it, though? Can we say?
Oh.
You wanted to get to the dick so fast. You skipped right over. This is the time where we go.
Go spelunking, unking, deep inside the deep.
This is from Alexander by way of Willem. So wait, did this come to you directly, dear?
A woman never tells a secret.
You're fishing out the messages yourself? Okay, this is
from
Alexander.
Well, sometimes they say they don't get as pertinent of a reply. No, I'm kidding. Okay. They're always checked.
The message reads, you recently said that Mrs. Kasha Davis's Child's Cake Crisis costume was reminiscent of a New Orleans gutter after Mardi Gras. As a resident of the French Quarter, we do not accept that. I love you, and here's pics of my pita.
Big ones.
And then you responded, now this is active listening. Talk about engorging content. I mean engaging.
Oopsie. Me and my fiddle fingers.
It is engorged.
Huge.
A Dusty Rose micro mini short.
Strawberry lemonade.
Okay.
Gingered, slightly
creamy
blonde.
Creamy thighs.
Creamy. The milkiest. I think it's Devonshire cream. The shaft is... It's like a corn silo. One would keep grains in, but on like a mini scale, but not that many.
Yeah, no, not
because,
that many.
Because, bitch, I'd been around on a couple of times. I don't go from mini to Mickey. It's big and thick. I like it. Oh, and there's more.
Yes, there are more.
Oh, she kisses needles, too.
Yeah, she's got the Lisa Limbaugh lips.
But she's poking out that posterior.
Giving us Lisa Limbaugh. Okay, we live.
Limbo stick with person? That fucking dick. See the other person? Wait, he's got people inside him hiding?
Oh, no, there's another person in the picture. We just see their arm.
Where?
Pushed up sleeve.
Wait, is he getting fisted? Which picture?
No, on the right of the second picture, there's another person in the room. You know, so many comings and goings.
Oh my God.
Track.
Alan
I
Cummings.
Love the shower picture.
Where does one get a shower that big? Is that, and do you think that's a travertine or a Carrera?
I don't know.
That looks like Macklemore there.
Yeah, I thought so too. I like it.
Is this Macklemore?
Macklemore.
A lady
over
never
like that.
Reveals her sources. Well, thank you for this. Mostly what did he for want? The dicks. Something
oh,
about
Mrs. Kasha Davis' ugly dress.
It doesn't resemble New Orleans because they clean up after themselves.
Sorry, maybe Baton Rouge.
Would you like to read the next message from Kay?
Kay.
Her kiss begins with her.
I love Crystal.
Greetings, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper and potential esteemed guests. First time, long time. My name is Kay, and I've been a devoted listener since the very beginning. I've been holding on to a very rare I've been holding on to a very rare clip of Shangela from the All Stars 3 press cycle. And I feel the time has come to finally share it with the other people in the world who could appreciate such a rare piece of drag media as such I do. For context, this clip was one of a small handful created for a Facebook chatbot around the time of AS3's premiere. Fans could write in and be the bot.
AI, honey.
Fans could write in and the bot would automatically send back a video clip of one of the queens. To my knowledge, I've never seen anyone else mention or reference this clip in the drag multiverse. As someone who has listened to every single episode of Race Chaser Not Goss, I couldn't help but notice that recently the dolls have been fielding listener questions that are becoming increasingly complicated, sometimes even stumping our most distinguished drag detectives. This clip contains a soundbite that I believe would be right at home on your soundboard. Either way, I hope you love it. I've also attached a picture and video of myself for priority boarding. Thank you again for the years of entertainment and activism. All my love, Kay. Oh my Kay.
Okay, okay.
Where's the video? Wait, do I want to hit the video of him or Shangela first? Yeah. Let's go with him because we can
talk. We've already seen the dick. I mean, it's long, it's strong, it's
gorgeous.
Time to get the friction on.
It's an oar, honey. O-A-R.
The blouse is open. He took off his pants, but he kept his collared shirt on.
You can see his ass from the front, too.
It's very sturdy. It's
He's going to break
rigid.
It.
Rigid. He's like...
That's how they get when they like you, Alaska.
With it. Oh. That's when they know... That's when they've never heard a drag race. That's what a dick looks like. Yeah.
And he included the balls for you, Alaska.
Thank you so much. That feels so nice to see. Can we watch this Shangela clip, please?
Yes. I want to... give it a little bit of context. Remember, he said recently the dolls have been fielding listener questions that are becoming increasingly complicated, sometimes even stumping our most distinguished drag detectives.
Okay. Okay.
Baby, I don't have an answer. I never had an answer. If I wanted an answer, yes, I probably can go out and get one because I am what? Knowledgeable. You could never have an answer because you are not that kind of girl. Baby, everything I have, I work for, I build myself for the grand up. Go find your own answer!
Wow. I've never seen that in my life. And Shangela is wearing a box in that clip. She's holding a hand microphone. I guess they probably went around at some press event and said, give us an answer to a fan question. And she came up with something very funny. Yeah, that would be useful if we didn't have an answer.
But we always do.
Oh, Quara. Thank
you,
Kay.
Do
you
know? Do you know?
Kay, I would love to snort this dick.
Thank you.
Kay, his name's Kay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think your nose could fit right there.
This next message comes from Danny. Mm. Hey, Race Chaser, long time, first time. I am very excited for the queens to have the opportunity to show their runways. I also have no spoilers. But maybe I'm being a picky fag, but I think there are some fundamental issues with the fame game.
Okay.
One, it's a popularity contest. So if a popular queen like Jimbo gets sent home at any point, how can someone like Monica Beverly Hills even compete? Two, it's a wealth match. Again, it's up to the queens to spend their own money on production for online promo. I have no spoilers at all, but someone like Jimbo, who's super popular right now and has memorable looks, even if she gets booted out at top five, she's very likely to win 50K. I can understand why queens like Monica Beverly Hills and Mrs. Kasha Davis are not competing online for the fame games. Why spend even more money on a game that is rigged against you? It is one thing to compete, but to spend more money. Although maybe you queens have alternatively thoughts. Making all that promo and social media content has to have some lasting legacy on your career. Kind regards, Danny. No drick pic, sorry. I have to pawn it for the data to send this email. Oh.
What's wrong with being popular? Like, sorry, some things are popularity contests, and that's what this reality show game bullshit is. So,
well, I think you're exactly right. To leave it open to a fan vote is essentially a popularity contest. I also think, I mean, how I would have approached it, if I got sent home first.
From the back.
Do you know how busted and fucked up on purpose I would look in these fame game runways? I would do the most horrible, off base, off topic, the worst look.
Like Lala and Heidi. Like, in the last
like
challenge.
Very like offensively bad, and then that would be a way of like you wouldn't need money or popularity, and it would be sort of clowning it.
I literally did this 2 years ago. I literally did this.
You did.
I
you
did
invented
this,
that,
and now they're doing it. Yeah. So I'm just saying, great minds think alike.
You invented it, is what you're saying.
I did. Yeah. I
don't see what they mean by, oh, they're not competing online. Like, what does that mean? Like, Mrs. Kasha Davis posted her fucking look on her social media. What else is she supposed to do? Sponsored posts?
I think some of the girls billboards? Are, like, setting up photo shoots and doing skits and, like, sort of not just reposting their looks or photos of their looks, but, like, doing production.
You know what? If a girl wants to do this and this is what she wants to devote her time to, let her. Tejala.
Yeah. Because they still are technically on TV and they all are looking great and it is fun to get to see their looks. Do you want to read this last message?
Yeah, this is from Fag. Hi, Dolls and Dipsky.
Oh.
I have a problem. I'm 28 years old, married for 10 years to a great man, but terrified to be my authentic true faggot self. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, home of the very overheated homophobic bigot. Everyone has a gun. And I do mean everyone. It's jarring walking around the grocery store and seeing white mean men with guns just doing their evening shopping. And these people hate the gays. Mm. My husband gets frustrated when I don't want to hold his hand in public or kiss in public. Understandable. I try to explain to him that I'm scared, but he is not. He reminds me that I exude gayness, and anyone in eyeshot knows I'm a cock-swallowing sausage smoker regardless of PDA. My question is, am I being dumb and paranoid? Should I give in to my husband's idea of being part of a change and showing the world we are here? No dick pics, as I have not taken one in many years. Love you, Dolls, and love you, Dipper. Much love, scared faggot on aisle 12. I saw two gay guys walking down Hollywood Boulevard today and my Jeep roof was down and I was like, yes, we love it. And they were like holding their hands and they swung their hands a little bit more when they heard me. Like, I love seeing gay people out and about and I think it's good. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I think if it's obvious that you're gay, you're probably one of those people like me where like it's very obvious just by looking at me. I usually have the word fag on a bag on me or on my hat. Like, they already know, so who cares? If they're going to look, give them a fucking show.
I feel for this for this person, though, because, I mean, I do understand. I mean, I grew up in a place where you know, being gay was not accepted, and in a lot of ways is still not. I'm still very, like, I don't know, I'm still very hesitant to, like, do public fucking displays of affection in certain places. I've grown up to be so aware of my surroundings, and I don't know if that's a good thing. It's probably not a good thing, but I am. And I'm because I'm like, I don't want to cause anyone discomfort. I don't want to cause any trouble with anybody. I don't want to get in a
trouble!
Fight. Because because not because like, oh, it's some moral thing and like I need to stand up for my, like, it's like I don't want the inconvenience of having to get in a fight with someone in a grocery store because I just want to go about my life.
I do.
So if that means that I have to like not make out with my boyfriend in the produce section, then I'm not going to do it because I'm aware of the vibe in like different places.
Baby, if I want to suck dick in a Ralph's, I will suck dick in a Ralph's because I'm what? Ralphing, honey.
I say honey, it what I say it. You're on fucking Sniffies right now saying you're in the Ralph's bathroom.
I'm in the meat department. I am the meat department.
I am the strip club. And
we we have a special on honey braised hams.
Yeah, you can see the grill marks.
I'm the last guy that bit me. Oh, this next message comes from Lucas. Do you want me to read it?
Lucas.
Dearest
Alaska and Willem, a few months ago I asked you what me and my boyfriend could do to meet Queens while we visit Los Angeles. And here's a quick update. We love it. Unfortunately, we weren't able to meet you. And after all the tourist things we had to do, there was not much time left. But we went to Mickey's for drag brunch. And me and my boyfriend, who never seen a drag queen perform live, and even we only understood half of the things they were saying.
Like this podcast.
We had a wonderfully gay time. So thank you for that. There were no Rue girls, but 6 local drag queens. Even a queen who performed for the first time, and they gave it they all, and we lived. They deep-throated a whole bottle. They eat the dollar notes from my hand, and they fucked the viewers on the floor if they wanted to. I was hella drunk because of those mimosas, and my boyfriend had to carry me to the hotel. I now know what's missing in my life. Hopefully next time I can see you perform. Attached a photo from us with the queens. Thank you for making our vacation unforgettable. I love you with the deepest of my heart. XO Lucas from Germany.
Work, Lucas.
Fierce bitch. I How love wonderful. That.
And the sun on the drag queens is sunny and warm.
Mickey's is always a good place to start. When you're in WeHo and you don't know what to do or where to go, it's a good place to start, honey. Mickey's is right in the center of everything. From there, you can plan the rest of your trajectory.
Then you hit Rocco's, Heart, Trunks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mother load.
Is Pam in the room?
We want to thank you so much for listening to this very special
Hot Goss. And a reminder, we would love for you to take a quick moment right now. We'll wait. And review our show on your favorite podcast app. We're waiting.
And a shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind that good pussy paywall. A special hello to Linda. R. And Gus B.
Well done, Mama. You're listening.
Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod and Mom Podcasts.
And stay safe out there, everybody.
We will be back next week with another steaming, golden, serving of
hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Happy 200.
Happy 200.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom.
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.